This ESPN Chicago podcast is brought to you by Cover 5, the free-to-play sports game. This week, Cover 5 is giving you a shot at $50,000. How? Download the Cover 5 app or go to cover5.com. Pick five games against the spread, and in week five, if you make the perfect five picks, you win $50,000. Cover5.com. Barstool Big Cat. Host of Pardon My Take. And voluminous tweeter at Barstool Big Cat. And Sylvie on ESPN 1000. Now
in the street, don't you jump in when it goes down like that?
We have gremlins in the system.
Or if I just let it reestablish itself like that.
Or maybe your headset just unplugged and it's not that. Yeah, it's you.
Exactly. A Barstool Big Cat every Tuesday, 4 o'clock, right on time today. Brought to you by our great friend and partner, RJ Curcio, and the Curcio Law Offices. If you need a personal injury attorney, give our guy, RJ, a call, 312-321-1111. I saw him also tweeting Courtney Cronin earlier today. He's concerned about the Bears' offensive line. So RJ, big good Chicago sports fan, big supporter of ESPN 1000, but he's going to win you a case first and foremost. Amen. And he's great at what he does, so call him at 312-321-1111. Big Cat, how the hell are you?
I'm great. I'm happy that your co-host is sobering up after 25 beers on Saturday, but I feel good. I feel good.
I just said to the fellas at the break, I said the what did I say to you guys? Like, I didn't even remember what I said.
The day after day after fatigue.
Yeah, he's not sober.
I said the day after has set in. You know how, like, the day after, you still are running on adrenaline, and then after that, it's crash and burn.
It's the day that you, like, the day that you have to, like, retire is when you have the Tuesday hangover, and you're like, wait, I haven't drank in, like, 3 days. Yeah. What's going on here?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's, I feel for you. I feel for you.
How do you feel about that, 25 beers in a day when it's spread out over 15 hours or so?
I love it. That sounds like a great day, you know? Like, if you're feeling it, and, you know, you got to... The big thing about the 25 beers in one day is you got to make sure that you do the right amount of food, because if you eat too much, then it's a coma. But you got to, you know, eat a little bit, because if you don't eat anything, then you're also a coma. So that's a fine balance, but I'm proud of you.
I have to say my pride is in the fact that my wife, who's 56, we were two of the last four standing at 11 o'clock at night. We started with a group of about 55. We were two of the four still standing at 11 o'clock at night.
I love it. That makes you feel good. And then, you know what? That day is a memory you can just, like, put in your brain, and you don't have to drink like that for another, like, 6 months. You'd be like, that was fun, but I don't want to do it again.
Yeah.
But that was fun.
It's also when you know you have definitely found the right life partner after 33 years that she's standing next to you after 15 hours of pounding beers at a college football game and after.
You should probably propose to her.
I should. I make her an honest woman.
Well, why don't you redo it?
Imagine if at the end of the night you're just like, hey, I'm thinking maybe we should get married. Like, Tom, you're so drunk, you don't even know that we've been married for 33 years.
How about this? Yeah, Waddle was talking about a Super Bowl party that's back on finally this year after everything that we've been through. So maybe, like, at halftime, even though we love the Super Bowl halftime stuff.
Yeah.
You guys renew your vows in front of, like,
why don't you shut up? We're not doing that. Why don't we, like, play cards or do some gambling at halftime instead? Instead of my wife redoing our vows, renewing the...
That's consummate the marriage in front of everyone.
You've said a lot of dumb things. What? You've said a lot of dumb things in 15 years, but that's a top fiver.
That's a top fiver?
That's a top fiver.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Big Cat just said you can consummate your
marriage in front of everyone. Yeah.
No.
That just snuck under there
It did. That got ignored. Your dumb comment slid like the cover
is. I want to see if you still got those NFL hips, baby.
Oh, no.
No, you don't. Nope.
Wow. That's incredible. By the way, we were just talking
about... That's an odd thing to want to see your friends have sex, okay? Like, that is... Like, I know these conversations
I disagree.
Oh, that's not an odd thing.
No, it's, there's a curiosity factor. I wouldn't want to, but if it was presented to me, I'd be like, all right, I'll take a look.
Yeah, can get some popcorn.
Yeah.
We were just talking about the thing that Billy Football tweeted out now a few days ago about the fishing tournament and the controversy. You know, on Waddle's World, the chess story with the anal beads got a lot of play.
Do you know that story?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, I do.
So this one, obviously, now everyone's sending us stuff. You got to tell you about this cheating scandal. What did you make about the weighting of the fish?
I mean, those guys are the biggest jerks ever. And I said that, so the story is they've been putting lead balls, they wrap them in fish filet so that you can't feel them when you, like, touch the fish. Then they stuff them down the live fish so they weigh more. These guys have won, like, hundreds of thousands of dollars. They've won boats, all this stuff. I said, don't do jail time. Don't do anything like that. You need to put these guys in the pond, and the only way they can get out is they have to bite on a hook and you reel them in. Like, that's what they should have to do. And then you put some lead balls in their mouth, and then you throw them back and see if they can swim. That's the punishment. That's the punishment.
Is that worse than what the Astros did?
I mean, I think they're both terrible. Yeah, they're both real bad. I'd be so mad because those guys, they're not fishing like and getting drunk with their friends. They're fishing like that's their job.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
their life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if you spend all day fishing sober, that's punishment in itself.
I mean, top prize was $30,000 for this event.
Yeah. So these guys are scumbags. They need to. RJ needs to get on this case and put him in jail. Yeah.
That's a good call right there. While we're on baseball, then we'll move to the Bears here. I think I've heard you guys talk about this on Pardon My Take. Are you fully in rooting against Aaron Judge mode right now?
So I got a problem. If I didn't have this bet, I put out this bet for the people, +500 at All-Star break for him to get 62. So I had a lot of people bet with me. I bet it. I'm rooting for it because of the bet, and I want to see people win. But it's ridiculous. It's a choke job. It's stupid that we're cutting in to college football games. So he has made me almost not want to win this bet. It's ridiculous how much fanfare is going on for, what, sixth all time?
Yes.
It's so stupid. I'm so sick of it. Just hit it and get it done with. What has he got, 2 games left? He's probably not going to do it. And even if he does it, like, what? I mean, I'm going to cash the bet. I'll be nice. But, like, who cares?
Let me ask you a question, too, for all those grabbing the moral high ground and speaking about the tradition of the game. If somebody's out there just throwing him cheese and just throwing him a meatball so that he can break the record, that's just as bad. Right? You know, maybe people will argue with this. It maybe not as just as bad injecting steroids into your system, but it's not a pure thing. You don't understand what I'm saying? Like, it's not,
yeah.
Like,
what if we did both? What if we had Albert Pujols, who's done both? People throwing him meatballs. He's doing everything else. This guy's like, 48 years old, and all of a sudden he's having a career year.
He found his power stroke at the halfway point.
Here's my only other take that I want to hear what you guys have to say. If I were a middle reliever in Major League Baseball, no-name guy, know that I'm never going to be a real guy,
yes.
I would throw him a meatball.
Yes.
Why not? Be part of history.
You're
who cares?
Right. You're going on the tours and the autograph signings now all of a sudden,
but
right?
My point is this. My point is like Randy Merkin. Love Randy Merkin. He's one of our favorites. He's all dug in on this is the real record.
And this is
because it's the tradition of baseball. And I saying to him, if somebody intentionally throws him a lollipop so he can break the record, how does that make you...
But is he asking for someone to throw him a lollipop?
Well, I think he's okay with it.
Here's what I say to Randy. Show me the positive test that Sammy Sosa had. Show me the positive test that Barry Bonds had. You can't. There isn't one.
They weren't testing.
What are we talking about?
Right?
Yeah,
it wasn't against the rules then.
It might be a technicality, but like, as far as I know, that's hearsay. Sammy no habla inglés in front of Congress.
You made Waddle choke. He wasn't expecting the no habla inglés in front of Congress to come up today.
All right, one more nonsensical question, or maybe not one more nonsensical question.
Yeah, a bunch more.
But how much, what is your number for selling a kidney?
Oh, do you need them?
Well, not yet, but Like, I'm just saying, no, like, there was an article.
No, I'm not you. I'm not giving you my kidney.
Oh,
I'm
thought you were saying.
Do I need my kidney? I don't know.
I don't know. Do you I tell need me. Kidney? Do you need your kidneys?
Well, you could function without one. Yeah. Right. You have two.
I'm just saying, what would be your number? Listen, Tyler in here said, give me $1 million and it's yours. And I think you could probably get him for 200 grand. I'm just saying.
Put a pin in it and ask me again after bowl season. Then I can give you a real answer. We'll see how that goes.
After all the gambling's put to bed?
It fluctuates. It fluctuates depending on how the weekend goes. So, yeah, then you can ask me. I'll give you an honest answer. 50?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd do it for 50.
Okay.
If I don't need it, yeah. 50.
Because you could probably go buy one back if you did need it at a later time.
That's true. I think I would do it for 10 or more. 10 or more seems right.
Wow. Do we have the pinky?
Do you have the pinky bat? Is this?
Yeah, it's the Raiders. I'm good.
Yeah,
they stink. Yeah,
I don't know. They rally every year. Derek Carr is sneaky.
They stink. I'm pretty confident about this year. And, you know, it's sick what everyone does. They're mad. They want me to repick another team. I pick it when they were 0-2, so I didn't do it when they were 0-3.
Okay.
A lot of people want to see me lose my pinky. It's pretty twisted.
That's true. Yeah. But it's good content.
Yeah, it's great content. I mean, the year that I started it, the Texans rolled off like 10 wins in a row, and I was like, uh-oh. Yeah.
Did you do a well-being check on J.J. Watt?
I did, actually. I did. I texted him. I said, it was kind of I was kind of helping myself, too, because I was like, hey, I'm happy you're okay. We're going to really need some of your money to find a new head coach. So it might have been self-serving, but yeah, I did. I checked in on him.
That's good. Let's go here to football. Let's start with the Bears, and then we'll get to college. Yeah. Where are you on the frisky meter for the Bears? Are they no longer frisky?
No.
Are they frisky?
No, they're not frisky anymore. I mean, they're not fun. They're playing
conservative. Flaccid? Are they no longer are they flaccid?
They're just scared, and I don't really get it. Like, I get that it's rebuilding, but come on. Like, what are we doing with some of these, you know, like, kicking field goal, you know, running the ball on 3rd and 5 and kicking a field goal? I kind of understood the punt at the end of the game, because the Giants didn't have a quarterback. Like, of all the inexcusable things, that one wasn't that high up for me. I actually said it in real time. I was like, I get it, because they don't have a quarterback.
But Big Cat, if they don't get it, they still don't have a quarterback, and you still have your timeouts. And
right, but then they could get like, you know, whatever it was, 8 yards and kick a field goal. Like, I mean, they would have beaten us with a field goal there. So, and it worked. They got the ball back. But how terrible is that? That we've been waiting all season for Velus Jones to get in, and then that's the thing that happened.
Yeah.
Like, gosh. So it's tough to watch. I will say the one good takeaway, if we can figure out how to do an offense backwards, Justin Fields 2 for 2 for about 25 yards, throwing the ball backwards, and that was electric. He was throwing dimes backwards. I don't know what it is. Maybe we just need to, like, have a mirror out on the field so he always thinks he's going backwards. But he looked good. Did you guys not think he looked good on that last play?
We should work on like a 20-step drop.
Well, yeah, the
like
bar Rex, is so yeah. low right
Rex
now.
Rex used to do that. That's what Rex used to go back. And he
would. Yeah, I mean, that was good. That was good football.
You know what I was thinking when I was watching that? Somebody's going to blow out a knee. Somebody's going to get hurt because you have offensive linemen playing the parts of wide receivers and quarterbacks.
Yes. And, Justin Fields, this was the first game where I was like, yeah, he really had no time. Now, if you want to make the argument, should he be able to, like, you know, diagnose a blitz that's coming right down his face? Maybe. I don't know. I'm not an expert football guy. But he made a couple throws that made me a little happy. And the team is just bad. They're just bad overall.
But we knew they were going to be bad.
But I think there is something about, like, I'm starting to get nervous that Eberflus is like, we're bad, but we don't really know how bad we are, so we're going to try to win these games in these conservative ways.
Yes.
When it's like, dude, we're bad.
Yeah.
Let's figure out what's good. You know what I mean?
That's like, the same complaint we've had.
Big Cat, we've done it. Like, I'm tired of being the team that tries with defense and game managing and running the football, and we'll get some special teams help here, but we're going to be really conservative with offense. It's time for us to join the club. It's time for us to join the club of big boy offenses and score some points. And I'm worried that this is more than him just playing because they're shorthanded and that he could be Lovie 2.0.
Yeah, and that is scary. And all you have to do is look across the sideline on Sunday. The Giants are a perfect example of they know, Brian Daboll and that front office knows that Daniel Jones isn't the answer. They know it. They're not going into this season saying, we're going to try to figure it out. And, like, they know. So what do? They run him, like, dead. He got injured. You know what I mean? They're basically like, we're going to have you, your best asset is to run. We're going to run you because you're not part of the big picture plan here. So, like, those type of decisions, like, what's the big picture plan? And then let's figure it out. And okay, if this guy should fit here, like, I don't like the way they're playing football. I know they're bad. And it was actually, especially, like, going into the game, I was like, okay, the defense is a little frisky. And they just couldn't tackle. And they couldn't, no gap control. Like, it was just, it was gross. It was gross to watch. We knew it was going to be a gross game. But, yeah, it's all bad stuff.
Do the football gods have it out for us where in the same weekend when we lose to the Giants and kick 4 field goals with a backup kicker that, oh, let's have Mahomes on nationally televised game throw that pass and do what he did. And, oh, by the way, we're going to refresh your memory because in the same weekend, Mitch is going to get benched. So the Bears are going to suck offensively. Mitch is going to get benched. So we remind you about Mitch. And then Mahomes is going to be on national TV, and he's going to have some sick throws and plays just to remind Bears fans how much we effing stink.
Yeah, no, it's a good point. I'm now at the point where it's like I'm just not even going to be upset about Mahomes anymore. I'm just going to enjoy watching him. I think the NFL should put him on primetime every single week. Would anyone complain if the Chiefs played every Sunday night and every Monday night?
Nope.
I know they probably would as a team, but and the fans wouldn't be happy, but I would. I love watching him play football. It's so much fun, and it is a different sport. We're watching a different sport when we watch the Chiefs play offense versus the Bears.
And speaking of primetime badness, guess what? Next week, after this weekend's the Vikings game, we get
Bears-Commanders.
Bears-Commanders on Thursday, and then the double dip where they come back like 10, 11 days later for Monday Night Football.
Can't wait.
This is where I think the league offices, I think they listen to part of my take, and they're like, let's torture them. Let's have PFT and Big Cat go against each other, and then let's have Big Cat and Hank go against each other. And they're like, I think someone's got it out for us.
Yeah.
Because there's no reason those games should be on national television. I get it. Like, this is, you know, you got to put Chicago in a bunch of nationally televised games because of the market. But it's just going to, we're going to go back into it where everyone's going to just choke about us. And it's going to look bad. It's going to look really bad. And the Commanders and the Patriots are not good. And they'll probably beat us. And it will feel even worse.
Oh, boy. Did your college football team get it right by making a coaching change?
Shocker, right? Like, did you guys, I don't know if you guys saw my tweet, but I'll give you a little trivia. If you did, then don't answer it. But last time Wisconsin fired a head coach in basketball or football, can you name the guy in the year?
Last guy, they didn't fire Bo. Bo left.
No, Bo retired on his terms in a very honorable way.
Was this a Stu Jackson or a Van Gundy?
Yeah, it was. It was Stan Van Gundy in 1995. Stan Van Gundy, 1995. So it was a shocker. Like, they don't do this. You know what I mean? That's a long, long time to not fire anyone. But I like that they did it because they're a really bad football team.
Did they do it because Bielema gave them the business?
Did you hear the real thing that kind of sticks to Paul Chryst, who I like? He had success. I mean, he won 6-1 in bowl games. He had, I think, 4 out of 6 years were 10-win seasons. So Bielema comes into Madison, beats Paul Chryst. They fire him. Paul Chryst now stays at third all-time for Wisconsin head coaching wins behind Brett Bielema by one game.
Century.
Yeah, so I'm happy they did it though because they're such a bad football team. I only just watch bad football every weekend. Like, I don't thank God I like can watch all the other games, because if I just watched my teams, there would be no reason to watch football. I'd hate the sport because it was 24 rushes for 2 yards. When has the Badger team ever done that? That's despicable. That's
well,
gross.
You know they can't throw it, so if you can't run it, you're completely useless.
Right, and then I go on Sunday and I watch the Bears do whatever they're going to do, and it's just bad football everywhere. I'm a bad football guy.
Cap had a rant this morning that Wisconsin should never fire a Paul Chryst because they should just know their place and just stay in their lane.
Well, Cap's an idiot. He is. I mean, know their place and know their lane. They're 2-3. They haven't had a bad year in 25 plus years. Like the worst year that we had was, I think, 2003. They were 7-6. They win 8-9 games every year. They lost in a non-conference game at home when they were 17-point favorites. They were non-competitive against Ohio State. Wisconsin doesn't beat Ohio State, but at least they're competitive sometimes. And then they got shellacked by Illinois. That doesn't happen. So if you want to make the argument, know your place, that's not their place. They're not that bad. They shouldn't be that bad. That's like inexcusable to be that bad. So you know what? Cap's a genius because he's right. Know your place. That's not your place. Fire the guy who put you in that place.
What's the warm-up for Wisconsin-Northwestern this weekend? Is it
Is it
Grays Lake versus Kenosha High School battle?
Oh,
why do you got to bring that into it?
It's bad. Yeah, no, you know what? I think that I have to do something very stupid. I think I have to take Wisconsin -9.5 to show my support for Jim Leonard. And yes. maybe I donate all the winnings to, you know, a new hot tub for him or something. Like, I don't know. I got to do it. I think I have to do it. I have to draw a line in the sand.
I love it. A couple other things. We brought this up during Crosstalk. Again, Tom Brady is back in the news with the
Tom and Giselle have both hired divorce lawyers.
That doesn't mean anything. People hire divorce lawyers all the time.
Right. And then they get back together. Right.
Now, yeah, right.
I was bringing the guys up to date. Is it you or someone else who thinks that Tom Brady had a nose job in the offseason?
Oh, I mean, he definitely got work done. He came back looking like a different guy after the 11 days that he took off. So, I'm in on that theory for sure.
Are you buying it, Waddle?
I don't know if he had a nose job. Maybe some fillers, you know, in the cheek and the jawline area.
It looks less, like skinnier. He looks skinnier instead of fillers. I don't know.
Maybe they raised his. I have no idea.
Why is he doing that?
I don't know. I thought he was handsome as F to begin with. I don't know why.
Is Jimmy G in his brain? Is that why someone does something like this?
Yeah, we had this conversation that he did it because Jimmy G's more handsome than him.
Well, I think what happens too with like super rich people who try to play this game where they're trying to find youth in their later ages, they get one surgery. And then you have to keep getting surgeries, and then it gets bad. You know what I mean? Like, it just, you end up going down that road where you got to fix everything. Just be all natural, like me. Just let yourself age poorly, and, no one can say anything.
Are you interested in all the details of this, or you're someone that, like, let them be?
Nah.
There's kids involved.
Yeah.
Let them just be there, do their thing.
Yeah, I'm not really into, like, the whole divorce thing. I think it's just obviously it's news because Tom Brady and Giselle, and they're, like, one of the most famous couples in the world. But, there's no winners in divorce, especially with kids. So what are we going to do? We're going to make jokes about this? I don't know. Maybe I'm being hypocritical because we talk about everyone, but there's something about it where it's just sad. You know what I mean? It's sad. It's sad. Even though they're so rich and everything, like it can't be good for the kids and the kids that thinks that their parents are getting divorced. That like you just I can't find like a lot of humor in it.
You're all grown up. I love it.
Yeah,
that's good stuff.
You are more mature. You really are.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. I appreciate
all right,
that.
And thank you for the great drop of Cap's an Idiot. We'll be using that often on the show.
Well, he is. Listen, I'll call in and I'll debate him anytime he wants. I'll run circles around him.
You know he's going to take you up on that. You
no
be,
shot.
Yeah, then I'm going to. You know what I'm going to say? No habla inglés, Cap. Sorry.
Big Cat, see you.
See you, Big Cat.
All right, see ya.
There he is, a Barstool Big Cat.
No obelisk.
It's so good. So good. Every Tuesday at 4 o'clock for Barstool Big Cat. We've got Would You Rather. Last call for your Would You Rathers coming up next. Hashtag a WS Would You Rather. Send them to Tyler and Meller. We'll give away some pizza from Lou Malnati's Pizza. Do you see Jose Abreu is also speaking? We want to get into some Sox stuff. Jesse is there. You know, are they going to bring him back? A lot of the sort of remodeling of the White Sox, I think, centers around whether or not Abreu is going to return. So we'll get into all that coming up next.
What's up, friendos? Jeff Mello here with your Caesars Sportsbook Report. Remember, if you haven't started yet, your first bet, it's on Caesars, up to $1,250. Download the app and use the promo code RadioFull. That's Radio FULL. And then wager. If you win, congrats. If not, you'll get your stake back as a free bet. How about this? A peek ahead at the early lines for Week 5 in the NFL. What's got my eye? How about the Chargers right now? Laying 3 points in Cleveland. Interested in that one. Also taking a look at the Lions getting 3 against the Patriots. I don't think the Patriots can score much to keep up with that Lions offense, although the Lions defense has been horrible. So we will keep an eye on that one. Seahawks getting a 5.5. Intriguing. How about this one? Biggest line of the year so far. The Steelers getting 14 points against the Bills. Big number, and I know that nobody likes taking the Steelers right now, but Kenny Pickett going to get the start, I think. So those are some of the games that have my eye early on for Week 5. Download the Caesars app and use that promo code RadioFull today. Open to new users in Illinois who are 21 or older. If qualifying bet loses, bet amount returned as a credit. Must use within 14 days. See Caesars.com/promo for full terms. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000 and now on FM at 100.3 HD2.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
Some Sox talk, more Bears conversation coming up as well. Phone number to react to anything you hear, 312-332-3776. You can watch us on Twitch inside the old National Bank studio. It's brought to you by our great friends and partners at Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. Let's have some fun with a little Would You Rather.
Hey, this is Coach Mike Ditka.
Greg Olson here.
This is Stacey King.
Hey, this is D. Rose.
What up? This is Ludacris.
Hello, this is Nick Enberg. Would you like to play a little Would You Rather? Oh, my.
You could tweet them to us using the hashtag WS Would You Rather. Would You Rather, in essence, is an either-or question. Would you rather this or that? It could be sports or anything else. Make them fun, make them creative, make us think. And the one we like best will get a gift card to Lou Malnati's.
I've had a little bit of back pain ever since I started talking about the kidney thing. Do you think that that's me just like kind of feeling guilty?
That's you being a hypochondriac.
Yeah, feeling guilty?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. You're losing the mental battle here.
Well, because I'm exhausted right now. I'm tired. I'm fatigued. Like this weekend
took from your drinking.
Yeah.
That's
of course.
From,
yeah.
Speaking of the kidney, Chris wants to know, would you rather give up a kidney for a large sum of money or cut off a finger for multiple Bears Super Bowl wins over the next decade?
No, I'm not cutting a finger off for my favorite football team winning Super Bowls. I'm just not. Like, I want to play some golf as I get old, and I don't want
you
that
to play golf
my...
with four fingers.
I don't want to. Like, how am I going to do the interlock grip if you're taking one of my pinkies?
Take the top hand pinky.
No.
Prosthetic pinky.
Your lefty pinky.
No, yeah. Why do I want to lose a finger for, you know what? Spend money, pick guys appropriately, and win without me having to give you a digit. Don't put this on me.
Well, what?
Don't put that hate on me, Ricky Bobby.
If they said to you, you have to cut off a portion somewhere of you, anywhere. Or serve a year in jail.
Well, then I'm cutting something off.
And what's your choice? Which part? Like, are you doing the pinky toe? But that
yeah,
affects
you can
balance?
Say my pinky toe, yeah.
Or is the pinky finger the
least? I think the pinky toe is, like, your big toe, I think, is where your balance is, right? Not your pinky toe.
I think it's all a part of the balance.
No, I think that the big toe is more responsible for your balance. I'm not going to jail.
What about kidney versus pinky?
Of course, pinky.
Pinky, right.
Your pinky's not an organ, bro.
I know, it's just a pinky. You just said that you could live like it's nothing.
I get it, but I'd still prefer to have both kidneys as opposed to both pinkies. Where does your balance come from? I think it's from your big toe, right?
I think it's all of them.
You're right, yeah.
Probably the most important.
Come from your
I thought
toe.
The big toe?
Yeah, I thought it was. Thought that was it. The big toe is actually a big deal. It plays an important role in your ability to have static and dynamic balance, absorbing 40% of the force when performing any activity. So your big toe is more important than the rest of your toes. I find that to be... It's the same way, I think, probably with the thumb, right? Isn't your thumb important than any of your fingers?
Yes, the opposable thumb, yes. Yeah. It's what separates us from a large portion of the animals.
Right.
It's good. It was good info
that giant brain of yours, that's the thing that differentiates good. Me good. Me have opposable thumb. Me good. Looks at me and goes, good. Look at my thumb. Look at it move.
Good. I was doing that.
I know you were.
We are such an advanced species on this show.
Movable thumb, good.
What's next?
Our buddy DJ in Kansas City. He's often submitter
very funny.
Of the parody song contest.
And that's coming back again. We're exchanging emails. By the way, can I interrupt for a second?
The same red ass is going to bust our balls the whole time if they don't win again.
He tweeted me, Doug... And he was going to come out and see us. You weren't there Friday. And he was sulking, basically, because he said, I was going to come out and see you guys, but then I just figured it would be 4 hours of you guys making fun of me. I tweeted back and I said, are you working on a song for the holiday parody song contest? And he said, I got nothing, brother. Basically, I think he was sulking.
Yeah.
That I think you got to... Get back off the mat. You got to come up and
come on, dust yourself off.
Yes.
Get back in the game.
Get back in the game, Doug.
Get back in the game, Doug. Thumb good, Doug.
Thumb good. You could do a song called Thumb Good.
DJ and Casey wants to know, would you rather have the God-given ability to play the nuts off any wind-wooded instrument?
Play the nuts off?
I mean, this is the way DJ worded it.
He phrased it?
This is how he phrased it.
Any wood,
wind-wooded.
I think it's woodwind, isn't it?
No,
woodwind
instrument. He phrased it any wind-wooded instrument.
So he's a flute is not wood, right? I mean, is it brass? What's
correct?
A
I don't know what it
but
is.
I don't think it's windwood. It's woodwind.
Well, he phrased it wind-wooded.
Well, was it Steve Winwood? Like
Stevie Winwood.
It's a woodwind instrument. You're going to play the balls off of...
Well, give me what's in the woodwind instrument category.
You want the woodwind instrument list? The woodwind of instruments includes...
Would flute be your first choice?
Piccolo, flute, oboe, English horn, clarinet, E-flat clarinet, bass clarinet, bassoon, and contrabassoon.
I think the clarinet's kind of cool.
No. All right, Squidward.
You're taking a beating in this episode of Would You Rather.
So either that...
Can you imagine the songs you could play with thumb?
Or...
If I have thumb, I could play Mindy's songs with my thumb.
Remember with the recorder, thumb was very important?
You could not have played the recorder without the thumb.
Right. Is that C? Was the thumb the C? Where you needed
that,
it?
That I don't know.
The thumb goes on the bottom of the recorder.
Right. I can play Mary Had a Little Lamb and Hot Cross Buns. If you brought me a recorder right now, I can do it.
We got to do that.
Yeah.
Can anyone bring us a recorder?
I definitely still have mine at home.
Can you bring it tomorrow?
I won't be able to bring it tomorrow, but next week I
have two of them at home. I have more than one at home.
We got to do this.
Send me a text.
We got to see if you just... You can't practice. We give it to you, and you have to play the Hot Cross Buns. What is it? Mary Had a Little Lamb?
No, Hot Cross Buns.
Hot Cross Buns, yeah.
All right, so would you rather be able to do that or
as long as you don't give it to me.
Have a soul-melting, smooth, sweet voice of an angel?
Yeah, this is basically from Step Brothers, right?
I'd rather be able to sing that way than play the clarinet or...
Or is this like a Will Ferrell thing? He played the flute in Anchorman?
Yes.
And then singing like an angel from Step Brothers?
Yes, flute.
Yeah.
Yes, flute.
I'm going, yeah, to sing.
Yeah,
to
I'm with you.
To sing.
Yeah. That would be good.
It would be great.
Would sing you, good.
Sing good with thumb.
With thumb. Thumb good.
Would you rather have free unlimited beer or free unlimited pizza?
I need I would take the food. I mean, you can't live on pizza. You can live on, or you can't live on beer. You can live on pizza.
Have you tried?
They're both like a once a week thing for me.
Yeah, I tried this weekend, and that's why I'm struggling right now.
I do feel like you could resell beer much more easily.
What
than
are you
pizza.
In the resale market?
Maybe if it's unlimited,
you're looking to scalp some beer and pizza.
If I have unlimited though amounts.
So are you saying, like, you'd be on the street corner saying, hey, dollar beer?
Open up a pizza stand.
I guess. Slice
pizza
by the
shop.
By the slice. Yeah.
You don't need a liquor license to sell pizza.
Valid point.
What are we talking about for a case of beer these days?
Depends on your brand.
Yeah, I know.
Probably $18, $19? Yeah. No?
Pizza about that as well. Large pizza in the 20s.
Pizza days?
Yeah. 20, and there's some of the good places. 20, 22. Depending what you get on it.
A case of...
So it works out about the same. I think pizza is where I would go.
Okay.
I am pizza.
Cost
man.
Of beer, you know, $15, $15.20. In the state of Illinois, $15.20 for a case of beer. How much is a large pizza? $25?
Depends from where you get it and what you want on it, right? Every topping is another dollar or two, depending on where you get it.
All right.
It.
What else?
What do you got? Tony Alvarez wants to know, would you rather see the Bears use their first pick to draft a number one wide receiver or trade that pick with other picks for an already established top wide receiver?
Ooh.
Who's the established wide receiver?
Yes, I do that, and I know it's a lot. You have to give up capital, and you have to give up a contract, but it's a crapshoot in the draft. I've seen too many first round wide receivers go bust.
Well, there haven't been many
early first rounders anymore.
Yeah, I think Ja'Marr Chase was top 10, right?
Well, he was one. Wasn't he one?
Wasn't Chase? No, he wasn't the number one overall pick.
What was Chase?
He was the first rounder. He was like fourth.
Yeah,
was he third or fourth? He was early, wasn't it?
He was
top three because they were debating about the offensive linemen as well.
He was drafted.
Going to Detroit? Yeah.
Correct.
Sewell?
Yes, Penei Sewell.
He was drafted fifth overall.
Fifth, okay.
Yeah. Justin Jefferson was drafted in the teens, right?
Right.
Wasn't he late teens?
Yes.
There was
like
Olave
16.
And Wilson drafted this year. Like
Wilson wasn't Olave offensive rookie of the month so far? Chris Olave, wasn't he?
Was it Garrett Wilson?
Olave, I think, has the most yards.
Yeah.
Too many good wide receivers have been drafted in the second round. Give me the guy that I know is already a stud, and it's money in the bank. Another A.J. Brown, another...
It's going to cost you, though.
I know. It will, but you know what you're getting.
Yeah, it's the known product.
Like, I don't want the bust factor
exactly.
to play a role.
I mean, because let's not forget, what's his name? Jalen Reagor was drafted right in front of Justin Jefferson.
I know. Think about
in
all
the
guys.
First round.
I want it. You know what I want? I want to get myself a stud, one of those tools. Give me one of those Slaters. Give me a stud tackle that I know whether Braxton Jones is an answer or you move him to the other side. That you just know that that's your guy. We've not had that either.
Drake London was the highest drafted receiver this year. He was drafted 8 by the Falcons. Garrett Wilson went 10 to the Jets. Chris Olave went 11 to the Saints. Jameson Wilson, Williams rather, went 12th to the Lions. Jahan Dotson went 16 with the Commanders. Boy, he's had a really good start to his career. Treylon Burks went 18 to the Titans. I think he just got hurt.
It was a great year for the wide receiver. That's why Bears fans were even more upset in a draft that where it was deep and good that they waited till the third round to take a guy who had one good year in college and it took him till his year 25. Season at Tennessee.
Well, they weren't getting any of those guys because those guys were all gone in the first round.
No, but there were the second round guys that like Mellor was talking about. Pickens went to Pittsburgh where? Like 60 or 50 something?
Yeah, like in the 50s, right after they had taken Brisker and Gordon.
52 to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Where did the Packers' two receivers go?
Packers drafted
Watson was a first rounder.
Watson was the second pick of the second round. He was 34.
And where did Dobbs go?
Dobbs was like fourth or fifth.
Yeah, he was fourth
right?
or fifth round.
See,
yeah.
I mean, like, those guys were available. Dobbs looking good.
We feel like Charlie Brown here. I got a rock.
All right, so is that good? Which one did you like best? Is there another one we should read?
No, that's pretty much all of them for this week.
Do you like one in particular, Waddle?
I'll defer. One? Which ones did you guys like? Anything catch your ear? Opposable thumb versus pinky? I don't know.
You want to close it out with one last one?
Yeah, let's
Would you rather live in a nudist colony with your whole family?
I saw this.
Or serve 1 year of prison?
Take my clothes away.
Yeah, I mean, we'll
Don't take my freedom away.
No, right.
Take my clothes away, and here I am.
Right.
I mean...
Yeah, I'd rather my family see me naked than...
That's
like,
not,
an,
the winner.
An entire
right, not the winner.
Correctional facility.
Yes, right.
I mean, come on.
It's a nudist colony in that shower.
Yes.
And you know what? Those aren't family members.
No, that's not a hostile. That is a hostile environment.
Yes. That guy is headed to the slammer. That was yesterday. Should we play that next? That was the. Did you see this?
I did. That was good.
What was going on in yesterday with a fan on the field? We'll play you that. And then also Jesse Rogers on the White Sox plans. And Abreu, where he figures into all this. If you want to talk Bears or anything with us, 312-332-3776.
It's time to find the great on ESPN 1000, 100.3 HD2, and the ESPN Chicago app. Find the great, presented by Great Clips.
We love the people over at Great Clips. They're absolutely awesome. We saw them last week.
Yes, at the golf events.
Yes.
The partner golf event.
Love partnering with them, and Waddle gets the haircut there.
Of course.
And they do them up right. So I want to lead you into this, the Kevin Harlan. Kevin Harlan's really good at what he does. He's great at the NFL. He's great at the NBA. He has created this new sort of niche to when the fan runs on the field. Many announcers won't acknowledge the fan on the field.
They ignore it.
They think it's a copycat thing where, oh, if you show it on television or you give them publicity, more people would do it.
Right.
Kevin Harlan has leaned into it. He was with Kurt Warner in the booth on radio. Who's the proper credit? Is it Westwood One?
Yes, Westwood One with the Monday Night Football broadcast.
So if you saw this, it's gone around social media. It was a fan on the field with like a smoke bomb, right? Like a pink smoke bomb and running around the field.
Yeah, I think Kurt Warner initially suggested it may have been a gender reveal. And then I think... I think
well,
Kevin
Warner was
decided.
Joking. I think,
yes, yes. No, I know, but yes. Then Kevin Harlan said, "Listen, this happened the last time,
and when it was animal rights. Right. Is that what it was last night?
Yes,
too?
It's it the was. Same group.
Same group. So take a listen with the fan on the field.
And here comes a stoppage in play because someone has run on the field with a smoke bomb that is pink, and he's running up the sideline. Now a couple of Rams come over there and make the tackle, head first." Into the player who has taken the field, and he's in a cloud of pink smoke, so you can't see him. And now on him are a couple of security guards.
Kevin, I think this is becoming a thing. We got the pink smoke coming again. This is one of those gender reveals. Somebody at home's having a girl. Now,
well, I thought maybe that the last one we saw was for some animal rights or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I just think, hey, you think about the way to reveal that you're having a girl. I'm going to run out on the field at the 49er game and get arrested just so I can let my honey at home know we're having a girl.
That guy is headed to the slammer. And it will not be a good night.
It's just like a would you rather, where nothing good happens in the slammer. It is not going to be a good night.
He is headed into the slammer.
It's so good. Kevin Harlan, that's our great, one of our greats. And there's a couple more. I do want to play the Schwarber stuff before we get to Jesse. When I found out that Schwarber hit not one but two home runs in their clinching win of 3-0, he provided two of the runs. He's very clutch, Kyle Schwarber. You know how I feel about him in clutch moments and in big postseason moments. He has as many as any Cub in history, and it's pretty incredible. And then, you know, looking for the next manager of the White Sox.
Yeah.
They've got to find the great, literally. They cannot find the old guy who's been retired for 10 years. They've got to find the next great manager who will bring them some ideas and lead them to greatness. We'll get to all of that. Find the Great brought to you by Great Clips. Jesse Rogers will join us next.